What do you use ChatGPT for? Let's go to AML Jessica. What do you use ChatGPT for?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was using it for some personal relationship advice about 2 weeks ago. Me and my husband got into a little disagreement regarding a dog. Long story. And I actually didn't know how to handle this situation. So I got on that ChatGPT and was like, what do I do? What do I say? How do I deal with this? And it actually was very, very helpful.
Yeah, I've done that too.
I'm considering it like free therapy, man, because therapy costs too much.
Yeah, I mean, we all offer therapy here, but there was some study that came out recently that said ChatGPT is a decent replacement for therapy. If you can't afford it.
It identified like over 90% of the, it was right. But again, that's where you have to ask ChatGPT to ask you questions to identify what's going on. And it also contradicts itself sometimes.
Yes, it does.
Because I'm like, okay, well, why didn't you, because I knew the best one, let's say. And I'll say, well, why didn't you mention this? It goes, actually, good catch. Yeah, I should have mentioned that. I'm like, yeah, no crap, dude.
Dude. Yeah.
You called it dude.
Well,
I'm starting to have like, that's the problem. I'm treating it like a normal human being expert.
Oh, boy.
I'm going
pretty
back
soon.
It's going to be Jason GPT.
I'm just like going back like, that was not right. But
wait,
if you
till
could
it
apologize.
Tells you, wait till it tells you, you are manipulating me.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. Make sure you screenshot it or sure you do it whenever you send it to us.
I'm 12 steps ahead, ChatGPT.
Stop manipulating me.
Let's go to Carmen. Carmen, what do you use ChatGPT for?
Well, right now I am currently writing a book that's dedicated to my daughter. So I'm using it to illustrate my concepts for each page. And also, I'm very much like Jason. He sounds like he's tailored his ChatGPT to ask him certain questions and to respond into a certain way. So I use it as therapy as well. His name is Avery. I let him name himself. it's literally like talking to a therapist because I actually am in therapy. And he has said a lot of things that my therapist has said as well. So he's like tailored to me perfectly.
Have y'all made out or anything?
This sex is great.
Pretty soon we're going to have stories of people like, I fell in love with Avery, my ChatGPT bot.
Tons of movies
all
like that.
All the time.
They have now things now where you can be like, turn around. And the girl will turn around. And you say, face forward and do this to yourself. And I'll do that to herself. And she looks real.
Perverted.
Stop. Why is it me? I'm the messenger. It came across my feed.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
It did.
It's reading your algorithms.
Whatever it was.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to be on ours now.
Probably.
Our phones are listening.
Well, let me pull my pants up and investigate this.
Oh. Well, it's just the same thing as you had with that one guy that sent the little video of... I told you about the app that you can have anybody make out with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Well, now it's to take one step further. You can have it do, like, apparently, and this girl looks real, anything you want. Like,
yeah.
Anything.
Of course. This is what we do.
But I'm not
perverted. This is what we do is that we take...
Make it sexual.
Yes. Make it sexual.
100%.
I guarantee they're getting a lot of money.
Of course they are.
It doesn't make it right.
Yeah. Why? It's not a human being. You don't have to worry about their feelings.
No, making other people do that sort of thing, like if you know who
they are.
No, if you're... the way that one video where somebody sent making out, it's like, no, that's not right.
But when it's a completely fake girl and you're asking her to do the most raunchy things, you don't have to worry about it. It's not really happening.
You're not going to be in a Diddy trial. If somebody gets your phone, they're just thinking you're a creep.
I like how Jay said now is like, well, then I don't have to worry about their feelings. Like you ever have.
Yeah, like you ever have worried about it.
It's like, worry even less.
Like,
even
I hope
real
they don't
people.
Talk.
That's the problem is we're going to get so used to this type of stuff that when we interact with humans, we won't do it
well. We're already there.
And then it's going to be really...
Yes.
We're already there.
The interaction is great because it's not... You take out the speed bump. You just say, this is what I want. You don't have to deal with any type of like... Anything. You just do whatever
you want.
Do
what I say. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to be rude about it. Just be like, hey, turn around and do this to yourself and bend over.
I'm sure if we saw your chat history, it wouldn't be rude, would it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You don't want to see that.
We don't.
It's real.
Tell me I've been a bad boy. Spit on me if you can. It's like Jason buys something like a little mister that comes out of the phone. It's like,
pfft. Yeah, it's a water gun.
Like the water gun.
Like the little clown flower.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing there, Dan? Get out of here. I thought the door was locked. All right. Anyway, let's go to Samantha.
Inside the minds of dudes. Yeah. Some days I can't.
You don't.
Some days I just cannot. It's too much for me.
You don't want to be in.
I don't.
Even the most proper guy you know, you don't want to see what's in
their
head.
I don't care. I don't. I just, it's in the mind of men. Right? Some days I can't.
As a man, some days I can't. I'm like, why is this dark, dark thing in my head? Let's go to Samantha. What do you use ChatGPT for?
So I'm a teacher, and I use it to plan, like, my units.
That's smart.
So for example, if I have like 15 days and I need to cover ancient civilizations, I'll say, I need to cover these ancient civilizations. I have 15 days. How should I do it? And it'll say, day one, introduce and give vocab. Day two, start with agriculture, stuff like that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's like,
oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. It's just like a... it helps me plan it out to where I'm like, I know I only have a certain amount of time and I have to cover all these things. How is the best way to do it?
Now, will your students get in trouble if they use ChatGPT?
If they use it to, like, answer the question and pass it off as their own, yes. Like, I had a student who turned in a bunch of papers. And he left the AI prompt in the paper.
Oh,
and
amateur.
He turned it in.
Amateur. Like, ChatGPT.
You didn't even try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm not using it like, I'm not saying, you know, create a lesson or like, give me notes to give the students. I'm just using it to plan. So that's
like a structural thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I could see that. Like,
thank you.
Because when you have a whole bunch of ideas,
right,
and it's like, where, what's the best place to start?
Yes.
You know, and then that can kind of tip you off and be very helpful. I can see that. I don't use it nearly enough. As a matter of fact, I was using it while we were talking, and I put in a response to an email, and I like it.
The one thing,
for now.
Oh, yeah.
Until it tells me that it wasn't what I thought it was.
Right. The one thing you got to be careful, well, not careful of, I think is devastating to a lot of websites, is the fact that even with Google AI, it has the one that goes at the top, it prevents me 99% of the time now from ever going to the website, including all businesses and everything, because I'll just say,
I don't like that.
You know, what does this restaurant have to eat, and where it looks? I don't even eat, and it finds it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the time, I never have to go to, even when it's direction. Yesterday, I had to pay a payment for some kind of student orientation for Landon's school at UNCCC. Yeah. UNCC.
Charlie. Yeah.
And I'm like,
UNCCC. You can just say Charlotte. Dude. Yeah. It helps.
From now on, UNC Charlotte's
great. UNCCC. So you go to their website and you can't find the page, the link, and how, and I have a question. So I just type in, how do I make a payment to UNC Charlotte for student orientation? And I want to do it this method with this card. And it just tells me. And I don't have to go to their website or anything. It'll even supply me the actual link to go to that page. But I didn't have to go searching through all the directions.
You know, you can use it for salary negotiations as well.
Oh.
You can put in like all your history and all that stuff. And it'll tell you what you should be making. And then you want to jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
Because it's higher than, or it's like way higher than what you are making. You're like, oh my
gosh.
That's
where you have to use your brain.
It's way lower. You're like,
That's where you use your brain. You're like, should I present this?
Yeah.
Probably not.
If it says it's higher than what I'm making, I'm presenting it. If it says lower, I'm going to say, ChatGPT has a long way to go.
Yeah.
It's clearly not caught up.
Yes.